Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WBSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Harold Allman, General Manager of Supply Chain Solutions at Logistics Plus. Harold, thanks again for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how it was that you came to work for Logistics Plus?
Yeah, that's actually a long story. I grew up and went to school in Norway, came to the United States about 45 years ago, and finally have become a citizen of the United States as of last Friday. And came to Indiana as my home state, worked for a large industrial company there, and ended up with General Electric in Erie, and then after GE, distributorship work primarily. And if we look at aviation, there is a distributorship here in Erie that's also a repair station, FAA repair station that deals with a lot of commercial aircraft products.
Harold, you're no stranger to the aviation industry, nor to Erie, are you?
Not really, although when I started the aviation industry, my real aviation qualification was that I was a member of several frequent flyer programs. But it was an interesting company to work in. We got to know the major airlines. We got to know Airbus as a company. We got to know a number of suppliers to Airbus and eventually also Boeing and Bombardier and other aircraft manufacturers. So it was an interesting company to work in. After that, I came to Logistics Plus, partly because I've known people from Logistics Plus for quite a while, and partly also because I had used them as my freight forwarder at this distributorship company and been very happy with the work they did. So it was a tempting place to come to.
Could you talk about the aviation industry and its impact on Erie as a whole?
Absolutely. The aviation industry we typically think about are the commercial airlines. But that's the people using the aircraft. What we focus on is much more the manufacturing side of this, how the products get manufactured, but more importantly, how they get from where they're made to where they need to be, primarily for production purposes, but eventually also for the aftermarket. But if you think of Erie specifically and our general area, Obviously, the biggest sign of the aviation industry here is the airport. And that employs quite a few people, and it also hosts people from airlines and other agencies who work there. And there's the flight school, there's a fixed base operation, an FBO that takes care of general aviation aircraft coming in, and so on. So just with the airport, there's a lot of stuff going on with aviation in Erie. But there's also the industry that supplies aircraft manufacturers or component manufacturers. If you're serious about being a supplier to the aviation industry, not just now and again, but seriously becoming a supplier, not necessarily direct to the manufacturer, but certainly to tier one, tier two product manufacturers who eventually deliver to Boeing or others. You gotta have a quality management system in your operation that is specific to the aviation industry. And there is one. It is based on ISO 9001, and it's managed much the same way. But it also has very specific and tough requirements that relate to making aircraft products. I know they're tough because we have implemented not a manufacturing version of this standard, but a distributor version of this standard here at Logistics Plus. So I've been privy to how the thing is pulled together. But if a company makes a commitment to the industry by actually going through with equality standards specific to this industry, that is a serious commitment. And there are 26 companies in or near Erie that have done that. And that's quite a lot when you think there's maybe 290 companies in Pennsylvania total who's done it. So about 10% of these certificated companies are in the Erie region. The biggest one we probably all know about is Lord Corporation. But there are many others, typically machine shops, but also plastics manufacturers, composite manufacturers, and so on. So when you take all this together, I don't have any dollar numbers, but I think it's a significant impact on economic life in and around Erie. And that's not including anything in Western New York or Eastern Ohio. Cleveland area is a huge aircraft manufacturing or component manufacturing area. So I think the impact is significant. Probably not known much about, but it is here. And it's good paying jobs that come with it.
Harold, as we've discussed throughout the Business Spotlight series, Logistics Plus supports a lot of diverse industries. What solutions does LP provide to the aviation, aerospace, and defense industries?
Well, part of it is what we provide to all other industries, logistics support. We ship stuff, we store stuff, we make sure all rules and regulations are complied with, and so on. So that's the aviation industry has the same requirements as all other industries. Get it there right, on time, and for a reasonable cost. So that's sort of what is in line with our traditional business that we're doing also for aircraft and defense industries. But more specifically, a few years ago, we were approached by Boeing helicopters down in Philadelphia. They are licensing a number of companies overseas to make products for them. And that is not just because they are internationally minded. When Boeing sells an aircraft to the Indian government, like they did recently for marine observation aircraft, the P-8 aircraft, the Indian government imposes a buyback requirement, and it can be as much as 50% of the value of the contract. So Boeing has a huge obligation to buy material back from Indian manufacturers. But along with that goes the fact that these manufacturers need spare parts or product to go into what they make for Boeing. And I think Boeing got tired of supplying them this stuff, especially with the overheads of a Boeing organization, you can understand that. So they asked us if we could step in and help. A typical supplier to Boeing, especially on the military side, is not, at least the smaller companies, are not set up to be exporters. So our compliance people traveled to California at least to teach one or possibly more companies how to become an exporter. And but we also found out their companies that said, absolutely no way. When we sell to Boeing, we're just in a truck down the road and they pay us. They said, but if you Logistics Plus buy the parts from us and sell them to the guys in India, we're okay with that. So that is why Logistics Plus Supply Chain Solutions was created, and also why we have an aviation quality system so that we can be a legitimate link in the supply chain for these parts. So we buy from Boeing suppliers and sell to companies in India product that goes into the components they make and ship back to Boeing. And we are talking with other companies like Boeing to do similar things for them.
What types of customers do you have in this space, and what makes the LP offering so unique?
The customers that I specifically are responsible for are manufacturers internationally that supply products to Boeing. These are Boeing designed products, and we could encompass other aircraft manufacturers in the future. What's unique is that we are both a logistics company and we are a distributor. And we also have an active presence in India and in other international locations that makes it much easier for our foreign customer to deal with us. They can just pick up the phone and talk with our office in Bangalore, if they are in Bangalore in India, and get things taken care of locally. So that's, to me, is a great advantage that Logistics Plus has. Plus, we have the aircraft parts qualifications, the quality management system.
Harold, how competitive is this space?
Very competitive, primarily because the companies have been doing much of this themselves, but found that if you're sitting in a foreign country, 8 or 10 or 12 time zones away from your U.S. suppliers, it is a difficult job, and it's difficult to do it right. But they have experience with it, so they know what it costs them to do it with, let's say, Indian personnel, and they're probably not paid quite the same as U.S. personnel. So it is a competitive field to walk into.
Do you have any other examples of interesting or unique things that LP is doing in this space?
Not that I am directly responsible for myself, but I see things that we are doing with other companies in the aviation industry, where we really take, and not just aviation industry, but the defense supply side as well, where we take leading edge commercial solutions to the government or to companies that are maybe 10 years behind the curve. And that adds terrific value to them. So on the commercial side, we've been able to reduce the turnaround time or the lead time down to maybe about half what it used to be when we took over, for instance. And that is on shipments coming to us from China and from Turkey. And the analysis is so deep that we can see immediately if there is a problem anywhere along the way with one player who is not doing what they should be doing. There are other people in the organization who can tell you more about this, but that is what I've been able to observe anyway.
Is there one particular industry that has been a growth point for LP?
Well, aviation certainly has been part of our most recent growth. I wouldn't say it's all of it. We've grown because of work we do with office furniture. We've grown because of work we do with cell phones and computers and suppliers in that area. But the work we do on the aviation side, the logistics work we do on the aviation side, is certainly growing fast.
Harold, just to pivot a little bit, what is Logistics Plus Supply Chain Solutions?
Well, it is technically a distributor of aerospace products. But we differ in the sense that we don't stock products, we don't buy on speculation, we don't service an aftermarket. We have that qualification so that we can support the licensees of U.S. aircraft manufacturers. And it is like a ticket to the ball. You gotta have it in order to dance.
I understand that LP Supply Chain Solutions received ISO and AS certifications a couple years ago. What does that entail, and what does it mean for LP and its customers?
About 3 years ago, actually, and we're being audited annually by external auditors, and we also run through all our internal procedures with internal audits, and that is an important part of the quality system. So in our internal audits, if we find a problem, we fix it. Either it's a one-time thing we fix, or it's a procedural systems thing we need to fix, but it gets taken care of. And then we get the serious auditors from the outside who come in and do nothing but this. They audit the companies in the aviation industry, either manufacturers or distributors like us, and hopefully they're coming back in October this year. So we hope we have a clean bill of health afterwards. We've always had in the past. So.
Are there any interesting or new developments on the aviation, aerospace, or government defense side of things at LP?
We are, as I mentioned before, trying to take best practices from industry to the government in how they support, for instance, aircraft. We are doing some of that work already for the U.S. Navy and looking after, for instance, some of their helicopters internationally. But this is basically a logistics effort. We ship and stock parts. We don't always know where they're going, which is interesting when you ship products. We just ship them to the U.S. military, and they take care of it from there.
When it comes to Boeing and Airbus being actively involved in buying distributorships, can you comment on their methodology behind that?
Aftermarket support is becoming an increasingly important element of selling aircraft. So both Boeing and certainly Airbus have a greater need to control what goes on with aftermarket support. Airbus recently bought a large aircraft parts distributorship in Denmark, but they've been here in the U.S. for donkey's years. Boeing just bought a company called KLX, which has been also one of their primary parts outlets to the aftermarket. But these companies also represent a number of the suppliers to Boeing of interior products. You know, if you think about an aircraft, there is the structure of the aircraft, and there are the engines and so on. But if you look inside the aircraft, it's like an interior decorator's either heaven or hell. There are the seats, there are the bathrooms, there are the galleys, there's the lighting. All of this, in order for the airline's customers to feel satisfied with the flight, need to operate perfectly. So consequently, Boeing and Airbus have a very strong interest in how this is actually carried out. So the fact that they then buy companies who do this, but they continue to operate as distributorships, not as, you know, an extension of Boeing, is very important for them to make sure that their aircraft are successful with the airlines. So that is at least one trend that I've seen being on the having been on the aftermarket side of supporting commercial aircraft.
It almost sounds like they're taking a more hands-on approach, isn't it?
Yes, they are. They want to make sure that they control their destiny in the aftermarket. Absolutely. They have traditionally done that through independent distributorships or through their suppliers. Honeywell, for instance, is a major supplier to the commercial aircraft industry, and they also do a lot of aftermarket support for these aircraft. When I was a distributor and repair station here in Erie, Airbus monitored us very carefully. So a repair station basically had an allowable turnaround time to repair a component coming back to them from an airline. It could be a lighting fixture, it could be a faucet, it could be a hydraulic pump or anything like that, and you would have so many days to do it. And then they would measure you on your performance against that. And luckily, a couple of years, and this goes back to the mid-90s, we were actually the number one Airbus repair station in the United States. Obviously, this is not Logistics Plus. It's a company at the airport here in Erie. But the company performed well, but still, I think we were a third party, and someone like Airbus would like much more control.
Harold, in your own words, what makes LP such a great company?
Oh, for me, there are a couple of things. You know, with my international background, and I worked in places like Belgium, Greece, Germany, worked and lived there, the international orientation of the company makes me feel very comfortable here. It is exciting to be among other people who are equally internationally minded. And then, as an old guy, for me to work with young, enthusiastic, very capable, and very nice people is rejuvenating. It is very exciting to see good young people doing good jobs. And that is the other thing that I find exciting about Logistics Plus, and that incidentally also helps young people in the area find jobs that are exciting and challenging, and they can learn a lot from.
You know, Harold, we've been doing this business spotlight with LP for a while now, and we're always so impressed about LP coming up with solutions for their clients on a consistent basis. Could you comment on that a little bit?
No, it's absolutely my little part of Logistics Plus. The Supply Chain Solutions Company is an example of that. In order to be able to be in the supply chain of actually buying and selling in aerospace parts, we needed the quality system. We didn't have a quality system. We implemented it. Most quality systems, and this is me as an outsider speaking, are a pain in the butt because they add so much paperwork to you. But they're also necessary. They're absolutely necessary. We have limited it because it isn't applicable to a lot of the things that we normally do as a logistics company to this one part of it. But we also find that there are elements that we can borrow and take to new customers who need us to have routines in place, procedures in place that are based on an ISO quality system, but not necessarily implemented as an ISO quality system where we do the work.
Harold, thanks again for joining us. Are there any final thoughts on your division at LP or anything else in general that you'd like to touch on?
No, I love working here. I mean, I've worked for major industrial companies. I worked for distributorships, some of them very small operations, but always going to work at Logistics Plus, you feel good walking in the door. And that to me is an important part of life quality, that you can be in an environment that you enjoy being in and that you feel that you are part of the organization, even if you play a small role in it. And that's an exciting place to be. So sort of at the end of my career, I finally landed in a place like this, and I don't think about retirement anymore.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard Fridays at noon. Join us again next week as Dr. Ford is in the Business Spotlight.